Hi, we're going on
Irk FM Metal Monday. It starts now. G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 18 of Irk FM Metal Monday, down the pipes and into your ears at 11 each and every Monday on Channel Irk, Irk FM, and also available via Trax Radio. Don't forget to subscribe to Irk FM Metal Monday via iTunes, or better yet, via Pocket Cast from Shifty Jelly, so there's no obstructions, no download limits, or there's no tethering. Don't be tied to your computer. Pocket Cast by Shifty Jolly. Links in the show notes. We're going to check out some bands today on Irk FM Metal Monday. Some of them I have seen live. Some of them I have found via Facebook. A rather awesome resource actually called Chicks in Bands. It's a page on Facebook. There's a link in the show notes. And basically filled with women posting about their bands and where gigs are and all of that sort of thing. If you also enjoy women in music and you like your levels a bit lower than 11 as well, you can listen to Irk FM Australia episode 212 and Irk FM International this week episode 213 with some more music from Chicks in Bands, bands that I found via Chicks in Bands. But on this episode we've got some Chicks in Bands that I found via that website, so that is absolutely awesome. If you would like to contribute to Irk FM Metal Monday, you can as well. Links are on the show notes. Thank you to Born of Chaos, our voices for this episode. That was recorded at Very Metal Christmas last year. But a group that I saw very, very recently and go very, very hard, they are from Melbourne. They are called The Charge. Thank you to Lab64 for introducing me to The Charge. They call themselves rock grunge, but they can get away with being a metal band as well. They certainly go hard enough, especially if you sort of want to think old school metal. I think Alice in Chains, hard rock grunge, sludge, heavy driving guitars mixed with Black Sabbath driving rhythms. Also been described as if Black Sabbath and Nirvana made an album together in 2011. So from Melbourne, recently in Sydney, this is The Charge, and the song that you're about to hear to kick things off is called Lonely Miss. This episode is brought to you by Emotus, their upcoming public launch coming soon. I can now tell you that not another sequel, just another prequel, and also Tensions Arise are playing with Emotus at night, plus special guests, plus DJ Jizz. This is Irk FM Metal Monday.
Power. is Eric from Warfaction. You're listening to Erg FM. This is Metal Monday.
Yeah.
You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 18. Irk FM Metal Monday is now legal, if it was a human, and, you know, each episode represented a year, which it doesn't. But we had some great music in that particular set. We had a couple of songs just then by the Krepta Children. Well, they are originally from Perth, but they're now from Melbourne. They took the trip up the Hume Highway recently and played at Venom, and they were absolutely awesome. We heard the song Possessed, and before that we heard Feel My Pain. Absolutely awesome. And would you believe those guys are a three-piece? They certainly go very, very hard indeed. And if you're into your more gothic, industrial-type music, that is a band for you to follow. Prior to that, we had Exit for Freedom with their song called Voices. Before that, we heard from Dark Cell with their song Hate Anthem. And to start off with, we had The Charge with their song Lonely Miss. I also saw Dark Cell recently, also at Venom, surprise, surprise. They're from Brisbane. They put themselves in the industrial rock and metal categories. Dark Cell are soul-crushing beats, powerhouse industrial grooves, topped with a layer of dirty rock and roll swagger. This only begins to describe the musical juggernaut that is Dark Cell. The debut album, Reboot Repeat, offers a soundtrack that will push the boundaries in a scene currently plagued by mediocrity and commercialism. So, from Brisbane, that is Dark Cell. They've shared the stage with bands such as Static X, Wednesday 13, Combi Christ, Hansel and Gretel. They are known for putting on a show that will keep audiences hooked from beginning to end. So that was Dark Cell. We also heard from Exit for Freedom. They're from Newcastle, and thank you to the guys from War Faction who put me in contact with a couple of the bands last week, and also Exit for Freedom. War Faction, by the way, have a new album out, very recently recorded, and I'm hoping to have a copy of it very, very shortly. Exit for Freedom put themselves in the metal, alternative, and thrash metal categories. They are a mixture of those genres to punch out the best and heaviest metal that Newcastle has to offer. Speaking of War Faction, they've played with those guys and other bands such as Frankenbock, To Kill a Sunrise, Alice vs. Everything, Anything for Now, Bale Scream, Swallow Your Pride, Hazmat. Oh, I saw Hazmat the other day, and also the Retro Rockets, and With Exits. And so that is Exit for Freedom from Newcastle. They're a four-piece, and hopefully soon I will be taking a drive up the F3 freeway to Newcastle. I keep on hearing great things about the metal scene up there, Club Led Newcastle, Bunker Fest and all that sort of stuff. Sounds like a lot of fun. What else did we have? We also heard from the Krepta Children, and now we're going to hear from Star 10 Hash. They are from Adelaide. From 2001 to 2009, Star 10 Hash played a heap of local and interstate gigs, sharing their craziness. They've come back at the end of January 2012 for a couple of shows, one in Adelaide and one in Melbourne. I don't know if they're going to come back full time, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Four ladies from Adelaide who like to play music loud, this is Star 10 Hash with Juvenile Delinquent.
What a bad girl I have been. From Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Mondays.
You
I'm Izzy V from Hard as Nails. Irk FM Metal Monday starts now.
This is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irk's Metal Monday! We'll be right back.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Irk FM.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was a bit of a long stretch, but I hope you enjoyed it on Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 18 on Irk FM and Trax Radio. We heard some metal there from the some great bands. I haven't seen any of these bands that I've just played. To start up the set, of course, we had Star 10 Hash with their song Juvenile Delinquent. Then we heard from the Molotov with their song Disillusions. Then I featured a double play from Heaven the Axe. We heard firstly Enemy, and then when I saw the title for this second one, I couldn't resist it. So Nirvana, that was the one with the drag cars at the start of it, by the sounds of it. And then, of course, we shoot across to the Netherlands, and we had a double play from Black Bellies, Shot of Love, followed by the song we just heard called Heal. So let's go through that list and tell you a little bit about each of these bands. Of course, if you want more information, you can go to the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 18, and you can click on the links. The Molotov come from the Gold Coast. The Molotov are their own genre, says Mandy Power. They are a five-piece, female and male, rock, rap, punk, electro outfit who create a diverse and original fusion of sounds. They mix machine gun rap, punk lines and melodic female vocals with infectious guitar, bass, keyboard rhythms and driving beats, and their original lyrics are a challenging blend of the social, personal and political. And so I included a couple of their heavier tracks. Their explosive and energetic live performances, complete with projections, lights, smokes, etc., and also distinctive cover versions of Prodigy's Breathe, Rage Against the Machine's Guerrilla Radio, and Regurgitator's Sucker, reflect a broad range of musical influences. And so after that, we heard from Heaven the Axe, and they're from Melbourne. Heaven the Axe are a five-piece hard rock band originating from country Australia. Their debut album, Sex, Chugs and Rock and Roll, is available now. The band is an unlikely juxtaposition between frontwoman Phoebe Pinnock and four unruly Aussie metalhead blokes who just can't help but play her pop tunes tough. They are a collection of musicians from pioneering and well-respected Aussie metal groups such as Damaged, Manticore, The Bergersa, I think, Amber Merlin, The Amenta, and House of Thumbs. Heaven the Axe have been turning heads, cranking the volume and gathering diehard fans since they debuted live in October 2009. Their music is tough, catchy and hooky, and the band has demonstrated a history of smashing live performances. So that's quite cool. And then we shoot across to the Netherlands for the Black Bellies. And some of their influences include Thin Lizzy, Slayer, the Foo Fighters, AC/DC, Alice in Chains, The Zombies, Led Zeppelin, and a lot more. They are from the Netherlands, beautiful part of the world. I don't think I went through that exact part of the Netherlands where they're from, but absolutely awesome anyway. We've got one song to come. This is Broken Decency with Her Straight Jacket. I'll tell you about them and wrap things up after this. We'll be right back. from Los Angeles. That was Broken Decency with the song Her Straight Jacket. Great way to finish the episode here on IRC FM Metal Monday episode 18. Hopefully you are able to listen to this because my audio host has been having problems all weekend. Broken Decency are from Los Angeles in California. They have been writing their own brand of melodic heavy metal since first joining forces in 2006. They have many influences from Deftones to Fiona Apple. They blend crushing riffs and breakdowns with soulful vocals and haunting lyrics. They are aggressive and raw, progressive and refined. They want nothing more than to share their vision with fans of heavy music everywhere, and they've certainly done that by allowing me to play their track on this week's episode. On this episode, of course, our opening voices for the week were Born of Chaos, who I played on the Very Metal Christmas special, episode 12. We heard from The Charge, Dark Cell, Exit for Freedom, The Creptor Children, Star 10 Hash, The Molotov, Heaven the Axe, Black Bellies, and Broken Decency. Thank you to Chicks in Bands, absolutely awesome page. There is a link in the show notes if you would like to find out more about that. If you're in Sydney, don't forget it's not long now before the public launch of Immodus' album Smokescreen, February 18, 2012, if you're listening to this relatively soon after it's come out. We have Tensions Arise, not another sequel, just another prequel, and some special guests, DJ Jizz, and also, of course, Immodus launching their public album, or the public launch of their album Smokescreen, that's been out for a while. They've got some surprises for us, so that is going to be absolutely awesome. Check Facebook for more information about that. So, next week, IRC FM Metal Monday episode 19 continues. You can hear it here on IRC FM and also on Trax Radio. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the show via iTunes or get rid of iTunes altogether once you've brought the Pocket Cast app via Shifty Jelly. And then you don't have to be tethered to your computer. You don't have to worry about what iTunes store you're in. And you don't have to worry about any of the iPhone limits. And it's also available for the Android. Thank you to all of the bands for allowing me to share their music with you today. As I said earlier, I have seen some of these bands live, not all of them. But they all supplied their music for me. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. If you like your music also a bit softer, you can listen to IRC FM International each and every Wednesday on Channel IRC and IRC FM and also IRC FM Australia. Quality Australian music down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. Until then, I'm IRC. Check the website IRCFMMetalMonday.com for more information, previous shows, and to see if a favourite band of yours has been listed. If not, if there's a band that you want me to know about, let me know as well. Until then, next time, I'm IRC. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb.